Right. Windmill 78. Windmill, I see it. Thank you. Okay. So we spoke about perfecting ourselves. We spoke about that we're composed of guf and neshama, and that our tachlis is not just to defeat the guf, but to perfect the guf. Very
Yes.
powerful idea. Zok the Gemara, right? Ata tiri sivuvay shel olam. Now you should see the ways of the world. Uma bein darin kadmoin darin basroin. And what are the difference between the olden days and the current times? Ibeemes Hashem Hasam El Liboy Ha'inyan Hashem Nosan Elokim La'anois Boy. As someone that puts his Liboy El Liboy Ha'inyan Hashem Nosan Elokim Yitmo Oyd Al Chifetz Lir Oysay Bnei Ha'adam Rotzay V'Shoyiv Yom V'Lay Lo'yish Boy So Ish Tadarko Nilin V'Ayefim. So now he's getting a little bit Musarnik. You look around the world, everyone's running around, up and down. Where are they going? V'lo, why are they working so hard? Al achila v'shtiyah, to eat and drink. Al hevel havolim she'en klum, an absolute nothingness. Al oylam shel toyu she'bin layla hayoyim kan u'machar b'kevin. And basically, they are toiling for nothing, for something which is going to end up being buried. Aval mishi yetiv lira yisirav yamin kilel davar zeh nivra adam. If you think deeply, you will realize that this is not why man was created. It's the middle of 71.
More than one paragraph, probably.
Ella Hayaroi. What's wrong here?
That's the theory. I can't even believe it.
Ella Hayaroi, Shaloi Yia Iskoi, Ella Basagas covered Kainai. A person should understand that his purpose of being created is for covered of his creator, Kilkach Noitzer. That's why he was created. What's this one? This is not the right. Yeah. Oh. It's page 170 in that way. Benitin by das v'chokma rabba v'loyla harbois v'schayra, not to make money. Oy kol shad dvarim shel mabakach or any other useless achievements. Aval adam hu shekil kol ma'isa. It's mankind that messed themselves up. V'goyim la'atzmai be'ele hayoyim. V'chol dor v'dor ha'olam chaser v'hoylech b'inyan hazeh. And generation after generation, people are falling into this trap. Ki harishonim ha'yu kroyim yoyser ala chokma. The first generations were smarter and more intelligent, and misalim and more connected to their seichel. And as generations go by, we get more entrenched in our guf and less connected to our seichel. We get entrenched in our guf into accomplishments, big building, big bridges, and business. That you will not lead after your kira any of those. So why does this happen? Because the guf was created. Because the guf was created through Hashem's midah of covering himself over, a lack of clarity. And v'loy b'ha'aras panim. V'kein ha'yim b'mitziusay choshev v'ochor. V'kein k'da neshamo. Shehi ador v'bruo b'ha'aras panim. U'b'hashkafa. The neshamo was created with goodness, with a shine of him. V'kein v'kayemes l'nitzchus. That's why he will remain created forever. U'b'riyasa zaka. And it's a pure creation. V'omnam. Imag b'radam ez gufa yim ha'shlita. But a person gives power and authority to the guf. Hashem will treat you that way. So let's go over what he's saying. Hashem has two midos, and I'm going to explain this way I understand it the best. Hashem has two parallel midos with which he creates and runs the world. One is the midah of being noticed, ha'aras panim. One is the midah, Hashem says, I want you to know that I created the world. And the other is the midah of hester upon him. I need you not to know that I created the world and find out about it yourself. That is the whole struggle of the world. Certain things are created from the power of Ha'aras Panim. It means these are the tools that Hashem created that with this you'll notice me, you'll see me, and then certain things which are there to empower the Hester Panim.
There are two different needs. It's not that one manifests more than this.
Right.
It seems that there are two different needs.
Correct. So just like the whole Guf and Neshama thing, it's two separate kofas. So the second that the person is misyaches more,
Identical.
identifies more, relates more, identifies himself more with the Guf part, so he is now identifying himself and relating himself to the part of him that was created by the Midah of Hashem, which is to be remain hidden and not to be seen in the world. So if a person does that, he's being strengthening the Midah of Hashem of Hester Panim. Because that's why I created a goof to begin with. The whole reason I created a goof is to be defeated, right? The whole reason I created the goof is not for the sake of the goof. I created the goof as a tool to help the neshama work hard. Right? So now you're focused on the goof. So you are strengthening and emboldening the power which created the guf, which is the midah and Hashem of Hester Panim. So therefore, you are never going to, it's going to be much harder to experience Ha'aras Panim because you're strengthening the midah of Hester Panim in the world and in yourself. And the more you do that, the more Hashem will say, fine. So get more Hester, go more Hester. Eventually, you don't feel a pull to spirituality. Vatiri, and you will see, yeah, page 172 of Vatiri. Shizehu mashakar la Adam mitchila. This is what happened to Adam and Rishon. Well, the Zari Akram Kerem Mazen to all his children. Once they started going after their desires or their eyes, Vishlitu Hagof, and they put the golden charge in the Shama. So to Hashem went with them in Hester Panim. Well, Adam Amar mitchila. Originally, Adam, he said, Vizeh asapach ha-toich ha-lechem. So he just got more and more entrenched in the Hester Panim, and therefore the Hester Panim just built on itself exponentially. Now it becomes harder to sense a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It becomes harder to, why? Because now the it gets more and more of a
more entrenched than
Right. And
the
therefore the goof becomes more and more its own entity by itself. Zikla gadol. Okay, I don't know what he's about to say here. This looks like a philosophical phrase over here.
About the young boy, you mean?
Yeah. To the extent, how do they translate that line? To the extent that your seichel is toifis things, that's the extent that you could have toifis. The thoughts and desires of a person are dictated by the limitations of his conscious mind. We have learned that the man's obsession with physical causes God to conceal himself. This in turn causes the man's consciousness no longer filled with a strong influx of divine illumination. Since his conscious mind is now much more limited, his thought process has become more mundane, and therefore his base desires become stronger. Let's see what that means. Halotira, Hanara. So saying the less refined your das is, the more What type of refined
Course.
course is your are your desires. So a child does not understand the value of anything revolving around chokhmah or anything revolving around wisdom or spirituality. So therefore, what do they want? Ice cream. Pretty much boils down to that, right?
I don't know, sorry.
Yeah. So therefore, that's what they're seeking. But as a person becomes more refined in his understanding of things, he also becomes more refined in his desires. So, what does a big child want? Covered. Not ice cream. Same thing. So, adult ice cream. Covered. Right? So, because you as you get more refined in your das, your time has become more refined in a way. And the other, and that's well known, right? The more a person is has is reaches a certain level of maturity in their mind, the more they also want to have parallel to that in their goof. However, and eventually, if a person is associates himself with true chachma, then he will only satisfy himself with that. Because that matches what his chokhmah is. And he will realize that the taivas of this world are not important. So the And that's really what happened to mankind after the chain of Adam. They became very entrenched in their gashmias. And Matan Torah gave us an opportunity to correct that. We went back to that old state where what we think is important is nature and taiva. Now, how are we going to fix that? That's for tomorrow. Okay. Yes, so today was more of a Musar piece.